I want to welcome everybody to a new session at the American College of Surgeons. This is focusing on men's health. And today, the title is Contemporary Issues and Controversies in Men's Health. And it's divided into three sessions. The first session will be Controversies in Testosterone Supplementation. And I want to start with a case. And this case will then be addressed by Dr. Morgenthaler after he finishes his presentation. So a 52-year-old male patient is seen by you 4 years after a robotic-assisted laparoscopic radical prostatectomy. Review of his prostate pathology shows a predominant 3+4 pattern in 30% of the gland. No extracapsular spread was noted, the margins were negative, and, quote, bilateral nerve sparing, quote, was reported. His preoperative PSA was 4.2. At 1 year, his PSA is 0.010. At 2 years, 0.018. And now his PSA is 0.036. The patient's father and grandfather both had prostate cancer. Interestingly, the patient is complaining about extreme fatigue, low libido, and poor response to Viagra. His testosterone is 200 nanograms per deciliter. He has heard about the benefits of testosterone therapy for individuals with low testosterone. What do you advise him?